It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yesterday, we had a discussion of places that you'll take people if you're going to break up with them. Now, if you missed that conversation, you can get it anywhere you get podcasts. Actually, text POD to 97720. We'll send you that. We'll send you the new War of the Roses. We'll send you all that. Okay? Joe Show's live on 93.3 FLZ. A discussion about where you take people to go dump them yesterday has now led me into thinking of what would have been nice to relate to that topic. I broke up with one person in my life. I was broken up with like 34 times. I am a dumpee, not a dumper. So I'm curious, is there anyone listening right now who has never been broken up with? Is there anyone listening right now who has never been dumped?
We know I have.
And you know what? Me too. And it hurts.
It does.
But everyone should go through heartbreak, I believe.
100%.
Which is where I get very jealous. Yeah. 800-409-9393. Is there anyone here that has never been dumped?
In like a serious relationship? For me, no. I've never been dumped in a like serious relationship.
I've never been dumped because I've never been in a relationship.
Fair enough.
There you go. I did not know Terry has never been in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Never.
Well, you know what? You're lucky. Because yeah. Being dumped sucks.
No, actually, she's not lucky. Excuse me. I think that if you don't get in a relationship with somebody and then you do find love, I want to say, like, hopefully before you're 30, and then you do break up, oh, I think that heartbreak's going to be tough. I feel like people should get their heart broken in their 20s. Because it's, imagine going to work in your 30s. I mean, that wasn't my first like major breakup.
I was about to say, that you're explaining you.
But that wasn't my first major breakup. I was able to handle it a little better. But like, if it's your first one and you got to get out of bed and go to work, oh, I just remember going to class and I was okay. I was okay with crying in class. I didn't care what my Spanish teacher, Miss Rosa, thought.
Yeah, no, there are three girls that in college ripped my soul out of my chest. And because I'm a guy, I put that soul back in and went to go finding someone else. But, you know, that breakup, it hurts. It's not good. No one likes that.
No.
You have never, ever been dumped?
I mean,
break up with everyone.
Yeah, he does.
I'm the heartbreaker.
You are the heartbreaker. We need to talk to those girls.
Do we think Jed needs to go through heartbreak?
It's not going to be good.
I mean, define it though, because there was this girl that I saw in college for a couple months. It wasn't like anything serious.
Then it wasn't real heartbreak.
There you go. Okay. No, you just said it.
But when she told me that this isn't going to work anymore, and then a week later she gets back with her ex-boyfriend, I mean, that's hurtful. No.
Joe and I are talking about being someone and you think you're going to be with this person the rest of their life. You eat, sleep and breathe. You maybe have lived with this person. You introduce them to your family and you can't see your life without them.
Yep.
I can't say I found that person yet.
You have like every waking thought is about them. And the next thing you know, they don't want to be near you. You get hit with the, listen, I think it's best for the both of us that we just don't talk anymore. And you're like, wait, what? I can't even text you?
Your whole routine is off. Your whole day.
Imagine. Yeah, but I would rather have that happen then.
No, I'm telling you, Jed. It's heart shattering.
Break the hearts isn't
no,
fun either.
No, it's like
either,
losing
though.
A relative or a friend, and the person is still alive.
Candace, you're like Jed. You've never been broken up with.
I have not. Wow. I've had horrible things happen in a relationship, but I skipped out long before that person could ever explain it to me. Or try to give me an excuse or break it off with me and try to make it out like it was my, you know, my fault in some way. And as a woman in your 20s, you know, I'm in my 30s now. This happened when I was in my 20s. You really do have to protect yourself. And I feel like so many people in our generation, so many women in our generation put up with too much because that's what we saw our parents do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I want. So for me, it became, if you started giving me red flags, bro, I'm out before I see another one.
Smart woman, you are.
You got a short leash.
You have to be, though.
You have to protect your heart. And at the end of the day, not everybody out here who says they love you, who may spend 5-6 years with you, and one day wake up and go, you know what, I don't want this anymore. And, you know, it's your fault because maybe you gained weight or maybe you're different. You changed and then you beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as a woman and honestly, even as a man, look at those red flags. When they start coming, do not sit there and ponder. Do not sit there and go, oh, what if? No, jump out before your heart breaks and your world falls apart.
And don't think you can change them. They are that person.
No, exactly. And I think that's something I've learned now. You know, I'm 35 years old now, and I think I've learned now that no one, not even myself, will change for someone else. People only change for themselves. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you give them, they are not going to change unless they want to.
And they
want
to change for you.
Don't even try. Don't even waste your time.
Candace, do you like younger men?
I did when I was, I did, but now I'm actually dating someone who's 11 years older than me.
Okay.
Because Candace, what I was going to say was, if you were single, I was going to say, hey, you and Jed should date just so that one of you gets broken up with
you. It's you, Candace!
Just so one of you can feel what Ashley and I have felt one too many times.
That's also true. Friendship breakups are hard, too.
I've had my heart broken. I just didn't let it get that far.
Yeah, it's tough. What did you say?
Friendship breakups are awful, too.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.